In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the book of 1 John. The sermons can't cover everything, so I'm recording a few podcasts with some extra information. As I record this morning's podcast, I apologize because I have a bad cold and sore throat. Anyway, we're up to chapter 2, verse 16. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Verses 16 and 17 give us a challenge and an encouragement. There's a parallel here, perhaps, with what happened in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. The cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does. Seems rather similar to Genesis 3, verse 6, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom. She took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. It's a lust after something material, a lust after something visible, and a desire to have control. We human beings love to boast. It's like the parable that Jesus teaches in Luke 12, 19 and 20, when the rich man says to himself, "You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" We're tempted to boast. We're tempted to protect ourselves and to try and control our lives. I wonder whether sometimes we try to protect our reputation with our family or our neighbors, and in doing so compromise our integrity before God. That's a kind of boasting. It's really about self-focus and self-protection. The world, verse 17, it says in this verse, in this chapter, the world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. I think the writer had Isaiah 40, verses 6 to 8 in mind. A voice says, "Cry out," and I said, "What shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall. But the word of our God stands forever." The world and its desires pass away, and the man who does the will of God lives forever. It should be our desire, our will, to do God's will. That's how we'll gain eternal life and how we'll live a life of meaning. Jesus, of course, his food was to do God's will. John 4:34, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me to finish his work." Chapter 5, verse 30 in John, "I can do nothing by myself, I judge only as I hear. I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me." John 6, verse 38, "I came down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." John 9, 31, "We know that God does not listen to sinners, he listens to the godly man who does his will." Our call is to not be deluded by the illusion that we can control things in our lives, but instead to do the will of God and to trust him above all things. As it says in Matthew 6, verse 33, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." We'll go on to verse 18 tomorrow, but in the meantime, have a wonderful day, and God bless.